This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 465, and today we're going to be talking about breaking out of your comfort zone. Now, I've referred to this as your complacent zone, and I have a YouTube video that talks about the complacent zone and this mental line of support and mental line of resistance. Well, that mental line of resistance is basically the boundary or the border of your complacent zone, or also known as your comfort zone. And I go into detail in the video that talks about what makes up this mental line of resistance. It's our limiting beliefs, perhaps past experiences, perhaps values, programs that we've been instilled with through either religious leaders, parents, or teachers. It's a myriad of things, but it's basically what we, when we create, unconsciously create our comfort zone, this is the part of us that we identify with. You know, we are either fit, we're overweight, we make so much money a year, we are this type of person, we're always healthy, we're always sick, we get colds. All of these affirmations that we tell people define our comfort zone. And what's really interesting is that when we get close to breaking out of our comfort zone, small little changes are doable, and we'll go through that. But the big changes actually mess with our identity, and that's why there's so much resistance to it. There's a great movie out there called Heal, H-E-A-L, and it talks about spontaneous healing and remissions and some other aspects in their work. And there's one film segment where a bunch of people are working with a healer, and he doesn't take the credit for it. He's just a channel for it. And he was communicating or talking to a lady, and the lady basically said, "I'm so afraid to be normal, to be healed, because then I wouldn't know who I am." And that's our comfort zone. So most people think comfort zone is going to a new restaurant or going to work a new way. And all of those are true, because anything that we can bust out of our habits is actually busting out of our comfort zone. But when we look at it in a very large scale, when we start to identify with us, so let's just say you're significantly overweight and you've had challenges losing weight your entire time. Well, it very well could be possible that you have unconsciously identified with being an overweight person, and that's your comfort zone. And if you bust out of it, you don't know who you are going to be. And so part of breaking out of our comfort zone is imaging, mental rehearsing, visualizing the person that we want to be. Now, Joe Dispenza does a great job of this in his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. So being yourself is your comfort zone. And when we can break that habit, we then can be somebody who we truly want to be. Even if you're broke and say you want to have a lot of money, even if you're overweight and say that you want to lose weight, even if you're working in a career and you want to be an entrepreneur, you can consciously want those things, but unconsciously, the programs are keeping you stuck in your comfort zone, in your story. That's another thing. The comfort zone is that basically your story that you're telling yourself, why you can't do something, how come it's so hard. All of this, all of these excuses, these stories define your comfort zone. So when we can start to work with our unconscious mind through a coach like me or some other individuals, we then can challenge those beliefs and imagine what it would be like to be somebody different, to be a person who's fit and healthy, to be a person who is making $250,000 a year, to be a person who's in a loving, caring relationship, to be a person who is a great spouse or a significant other or a great dad or a great mom. All of these things are possible to us if we just recognize that our comfort zone is of our own doing. We have created these boundaries. We have told this story. We believe this story at an unconscious level, and this is who we are. And breaking out of our comfort zone means we have to be somebody different. And so how can we start to break out of our comfort zone? Well, one of the first things we can do is notice the story that we're telling. Yes, everything we explain to people, everything that we explain to our significant other, our friends, whatever, is a story. I'm not saying that it's a lie, but it's a story based on your beliefs, on your filters, on your perceptions. And so is the story you're telling defining your comfort zone or helping you break out of your comfort zone? Be very, very aware of the words that you're saying. The words are basically defining your comfort zone. So if you're complaining about something or saying why you can't do something, you are defining your borders of your comfort zone. If you're telling a story of, hey, I'm this much and I want to be in a loving relationship and I want to be here, that's just that's a start, as opposed to there's no good people out there anymore. And why is it so hard to make money? And how come I can't lose weight? And all of those things define your comfort zone. But if you can start to first think about the story you're telling, tell the story as if you want to live it. So, you know, I think I've mentioned this before, the term abracadabra is Arabic for as I speak, so I create. So what do you want to speak into existence? That's your comfort zone. So as you start to watch the stories that you tell, the words that you use, unconsciously, you're going to start to redefine your comfort zone. Then you need to start taking actions and do something different every day. Something different. Yes, these things are small, but it's if you put your left shoe on first every morning, put your right shoe on. If you start brushing your teeth on your right side, brush it on the left side. Take a different route to work. Do something different. Do something that you wouldn't normally do. And this primes your mind and your brain to start thinking and doing things differently, because we are defined unconsciously by the things we do. I put my left shoe on in the morning, then I put my right shoe. I put my left arm in the jacket, then I put my right arm. Start mixing it up. Do small things and just see how it feels. And this is going to start to help you redefine who you are. The other is when you have to make a decision, slow down. Now, this may be counterintuitive, but if we are on automatic and that automatic is defining our comfort zone, and we make decisions and we tend to make poor decisions and we go, well, that's just who I am. Well, then if we start to slow down, use some critical thinking, some logical thinking, just, or even get some assistance from a coach like me or somebody else, and slow down and make a decision in a timely manner, that's going to be somebody who you normally aren't. And that's going to help you make decisions better. And when we can start thinking differently, we can start acting differently, right? The TFAR model. When we start thinking differently, we're going to feel differently, we're going to act differently, and we're going to get different results. And those results will most likely be outside the comfort zone. It's like, oh, wow, that's really cool that happened. That hasn't happened to me ever. Those type of things are outside your comfort zone, at least in the how your mind is defined it. So those unique occurrences that happen are all signs that you're expanding your comfort zone. And we need to do this small. So, right, embrace the small steps. If you're significantly overweight and you expect to lose that or donate that weight within 2 weeks, you're up against your own mental resistance. You're up against physiological and biological challenges. But if you take small steps and go, hey, the weight is a byproduct of doing the right things, right? So the weight, we define ourselves with the comfort zone of the weight, and we take actions to support that. So we overeat, we don't exercise, whatever we do to maintain that weight, where if we forget about the weight, focus on the process. Okay, what's the process that's going to help me? Well, monitor my eating, monitor my macros, monitor my exercise, and just monitor those things and do those right things. The weight will take care of itself. And then one day you will step on the scale and go, wow, I have changed. I have changed. That means you're outside your comfort zone. So taking these small steps can be absolutely critical. And even though we're not quite a bit away, we're coming into the home stretch of 2019. This is a great time to start thinking about not New Year's resolutions, because resolutions don't have any specificity around it. And that's why we never do it. Oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to make more money. And it's so nonspecific that we give up on it so easily. However, I would start to think about what are the steps that you can do weekly, monthly, towards the end of this year to step out of your 2019 comfort zone. You can look back. You look back at your patterns. How much did you make? How much did you weigh? How was your love relationships? How was your relationship with your friends? All of those you can put on a scale of 1 to 10, and that is going to define your comfort zone. Now, how do you step out of it? Put together a plan of doing things differently. If you don't say thank you that much to your significant other, start to say thank you, even if they don't say it to you. You're in charge of your comfort zone. You're not in charge of anybody else's. Do things different. Do things that make you feel uncomfortable. If you really, really want to have some fun and start to step out of your comfort zone, go into a fast food restaurant and order Kung Pao chicken, for instance. You know it's not going to be there, and you're going to feel really weird, and you're going to feel, quote, stupid, but that's going to be something to help you get that feeling so then you can embrace that feeling of uniqueness. So it's not being stupid. It's just being different. It's just being unique. And that's a very non-harmful way of stepping out of your comfort zone. Or if you go to a Chinese restaurant and order a triple cheeseburger with fries and a milkshake, same thing. Just try something different so that you will start to experience the feeling of what it's like to step out of your comfort zone. So once you start to get familiar, so you need to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's in CrossFit, we call embrace the suck. And that's part of it. We need to do that until that becomes our new comfort zone. Then we sit and relax in that. And then we do the whole thing over and over again. And this is part of personal and professional development and personal professional growth. That growth comes from stepping outside your comfort zone. You cannot grow while you're in your comfort zone. So there we have it. Where the podcast is hosted, warriormindcoach.com, use the pull-down menu, look for the blog, and you'll see the podcast hosted there. There are some more notes there, but just think of one thing you can do each week now between the end of the year that will expand your comfort zone, and then start to see how much your life will change. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.